Should I set up a SEP IRA or a solo 401k for my business? Hey everyone, Adam Bergman here, tax attorney and founder of IRA Financial. And today's Adam Talks, choosing the best retirement plan for your self-employed business. And I'm going to be discussing the two most popular retirement plans for a small business owner, and that is the SEP IRA and the solo 401k. So this podcast is going to teach you everything you need to know about the SEP and the solo. And then ultimately, I'm going to compare and contrast the plans and explain to you from a tax attorney's perspective, what is the best plan for a small business owner. And here is a sneak preview. It is solo 401k. Not just because I wrote two books on it, but because really it is the best retirement plan for the self-employed or small business owner. So if you are watching on YouTube, I'm going to share a chart that I worked on that summarizes the difference between a solo K and a SEP IRA. If you are listening to this podcast, you can always check out our YouTube channel and just click on the podcast video and watch it, or just check out the chart. It's helpful. I'll go through each column. It's not super complicated. So if you are listening, yeah, don't sweat it. But really, the SEP IRA was created, you know, in 1974 by ERISA. It's a profit-sharing plan. It essentially allows you, if you are a business, and it could be a sole proprietor, single-member LLC, partnership, corporation, S-corp, C-corp, charity, any business can set up a SEP, okay? So there are no requirements that only certain businesses can. You could have one employee, you could have 100 employees. Mostly SEPs are for small businesses and generally only for business that are owner-owned only. Why? Because a SEP IRA is a pure profit sharing plan. So if you are, if you have a sole proprietor or a single member LLC, you're talking about 20% of your net Schedule C, you would have to contribute to all eligible participants. So if you did 20% for the owner, you'd have to do 20% for everyone. So if you made 100K, the max you'd be able to do in a SEP IRA is $20,000. You can do less. You can do a 1%, a 10%, a 12%, but you can't go above 20%. And it has to be equal across the board for all eligible participants. Generally, someone over 21 years old and someone who's worked 3 of the last 5 years in the business. And I'll get back to the 3 out of the 5 year rule in a bit. So 20%. If you are a multiple member LLC, you get a guaranteed payment, you have a W-2 from a C or S corp, it's 25% of your W-2 or guaranteed payment. So if you made 100K and you have an S corp, 100K W-2, S corp or C corp or guaranteed payment, the max you'd be able to do is 25K. Okay, so it's a pure profit sharing plan. You can now do pre-tax or Roth employer contributions. That changed because of Secure Act 2.0. Let's now turn to the solo K. So I will compare and contrast, and I'm going to do category by category. So the first is maximum contributions. I mentioned in 2024, the max you can put away in a SEP, it's a pure profit sharing plan, so you'd have to earn quite a bit of money, is $69,000. There's no catch up if you're over 50. In 2023, it was 66. And you can still set up a SEP and a solo K in 24 for the 23 year. You just have to set it up before you file your corporate or business tax return for 23. So let's say April 15th, or if you are an S corp, maybe March 15th, and includes extensions. So September 15th or October 15th, depending on what type of entity you have. A solo K has a maximum of 69,000, and there is a catch up that lets you go to 76,500 if you're over 50. Those numbers for 23 are 66,000. Or 73.5 if you're over 50, and for the SEP, it's 66. Now, the big difference, this is it. This is the key. The big difference between a solo and a SEP, and why the solo, I think, is a much better plan for a small business owner, is something called employee deferrals. Employee deferrals allows you to go dollar for dollar up to 23,000 if you're under 50 years old and 24, 22.5 if you're under 50 and 23. Or 30,500 if you're over 50 in 2024, 30,000 if you're over 50 in 2023. So you take that employee deferral, that's dollar for dollar. Plus, the solo K also has an employer profit sharing component, just like the SEP. So it has the same benefits as a SEP, has that employer profit sharing, could be pre-tax or Roth like a SEP, but it also has the key employee deferral, which is dollar for dollar. So I think this example, you know, will illustrate the benefits of the SEP or the solo over the SEP. So it makes 100K sole proprietor, net schedule C under 50 years old. The SEP would let them do 20K max. You don't have to, it's obviously elective, but the max you could do is 20K pre-tax or Roth. In a solo K, you'd be able to do on 100K if you're under 50, 23,000 plus 20% of 100 or 53,000. Now, 53,000 is a lot more than 20,000. Now, if you're over 50, you can do 30,500 plus the 20% plus 20,000, giving you the 50,500. Whereas before it was 23 plus 20 is 43. I miscalculated. That's why I went to law school and not business school. So if you're under 50, it's 23 plus 20, which is 43. And if you're over 50, it's 30,500 plus 20, which is 50,500. Whereas in the SEP would give you the 20K in both cases. Now, if you had an S-Corp, if you had an S-Corp with a solo K under 50, you'd be able to do 23,000 plus 25% of 100 or 25. That's 48,000. Whereas a SEP only allows you to do 25% of 100 or 25K. So the solo from a contribution standpoint is going to win out every time. The only time it makes sense to do a SEP, honestly, from a contribution perspective, is as follows. You're under 50 years old and you're going to max out, right? You make 500K, $1 million, whatever. 500K, 20% of 500K is 100. That's more than 69 or 66 for last year. So as long as you aren't over 50, you don't care about the catch up, the SEP will serve your purposes from a contribution perspective. So starting in 2023, the employer contributions in the SEP and the solo K could be Roth. They used to only be pre-tax. The employee deferrals could be pre-tax or Roth. Okay, so that's another advantage of the solo K. It has the employee deferral. It could be pre-tax or Roth. If you do Roth employer contribution options, you have to take into account the income from the Roth contribution. So if I made 100K Schedule C, SEP IRA or solo K, 20% of 100, 20,000. If I wanted to do that in Roth, I have to pay tax on the 20,000. If I do it in pre-tax, I don't. Why? Because I'm going to pay tax when I pull it out. If it's Roth, it's going to be tax-free so long as I'm 59 and a half. The Roth's been open 5 years. Thus, the IRS needs to tax it now because it's not going to be able to tax it in the future. So that's something to keep in mind. Okay. Whereas in both cases, the company will get a tax deduction, whether it's pre-tax or Roth. Although from the participant standpoint, if it's pre-tax, there's no additional tax now. The tax is in the future. If it's Roth, you pay tax now. You hopefully shelter the tax in the future. Another advantage of the solo, it has something called a mega backdoor Roth option. SEP does not. Mega backdoor Roth option allows you to go dollar for dollar up to the max, 69,000 or 76,500 if you're over 50 and 24, 66,000 or 73,500 if you're over 50, 2023. That does not exist in the SEP. In the SEP, if you want to do Roth, if you're a Roth lover like I am and a Rother, the best you can do is the 20% of your Schedule C or the 25% of your W-2. That's it. Okay. In a 401k, you can either do the employee deferrals or the profit sharing, or if you just want to do all Roth, you would just go mega backdoor, right? Let's say you're in 100K. If you do a mega backdoor Roth, you can go 69K all the way. Whereas if you did it the employee deferral, the profit sharing way, you'd have to do the 23 or the 30,500 plus the 20%, which is going to be less than the 69. So I would love to do the mega backdoor. The issue is if you're not in a solo plan, you're probably not going to be able to do it because the mega backdoor, the after-tax contributions, which you convert to Roth, it's basically how it is. It's kind of like a backdoor Roth IRA, but it's in a 401k, you can put away a lot more. The Roth IRA contribution limit for 24 is 7K or 8K if you're over 50. The mega backdoor, as I mentioned, 69 or 76.5. Same concept, you make an after-tax plan contribution, convert it to Roth, no tax. We'll help you do it. We'll help you 1099, the no tax conversion. We'll help you set up the after tax and the Roth bank account. Super easy. But for Roth lovers, it's the ultimate prize. Honestly, it's the best Roth tax strategy out there. But as I mentioned, if you work at Tesla or IRA Financial, you're probably not going to be able to do it because it's subject to top heavy testing and deferral percentage testing. So if not enough rank and file employees do it, and only executives do it, or folks that make more than 155K highly comps, it's going to fail the ERISA test. They're not going to be able to do it. So something to keep in mind. Another advantage, the solo care is a loan option. You can borrow $50,000 or 50% of your account value, whatever's less, use that for any purpose. Okay, use it to pay off credit card bill, go on vacation, you want to buy me a present, whatever you want. It's a five-year loan. Lowest interest rate you can use is prime, which is now 8.5%. So you may say, well, that's kind of high. It is, but you're paying yourself back, right? So you're guaranteeing an 8.5% rate of return on whatever you borrow. $50,000 or 50% of your account value, whatever's less, you don't have to max your loan out. You can just take $5K if you need it. But it's getting an 8.5% rate of return. You're paying your plan back instead of a credit card company, and you get tax-free penalty for use of the money to use it for anything you want. So that's pretty cool. Both the SEP and the Solo K have self-directed options, right? If you open a SEP or a Solo K at Vanguard, you're not going to be able to buy real estate or do other stuff. If you do it at IRA Financial, you'll have all the options. With the SEP, you'd be the self-directed IRA manager if it's an LLC, or you would just have the control as a self-directed IRA owner of your SEP. If you're the Solo K, you'd be the trustee of the plan, and you'd get checkbook control. If you want checkbook control of the self-directed IRA, you would need to set up an LLC and be the manager and have the IRA own the LLC. With a Solo K, you don't need the LLC because as the trustee, you have checkbook control. Another advantage of the Solo K is you don't have to file BOI, beneficial ownership interest, which is not on my chart. Should have had it. You don't need to file it because a 401k is not an entity filed with the state. If you want to check for control with a SEP, you'd have to set up an IRA LLC, and it would be subject to the BOI, beneficial ownership interest, within 90 days of establishment. We'll do it for you, so don't sweat it, but it's just another task that would be required to be done. Another huge, huge, huge advantage of the Solo K over the SEP is for real estate investors. You can use leverage, and you can use a non-recourse loan to buy real estate without triggering a 37% tax known as UBIT, unrelated business income tax. There is the UBIT tax applies when an IRA uses the loan to buy real estate. Now, in both the 401k and the SEP world, the loan always has to be non-recourse. Why? Because 4975C does not allow a retirement account owner to personally guarantee an obligation of the retirement account. That is why the loan must be non-recourse. But in the case of a 401k under 514C9 of the code, you can use a non-recourse loan to buy real estate and not trigger UBIT. You cannot do that in a SEP or any IRA or Roth IRA. You would trigger UBIT on a percentage of the gains attributable to the loan. So just a quick example, if you borrowed 100K and put 100K in a deal, you bought a piece of property for 200K, say generate $20,000 in net income, $10,000 of that net income would be subject to a UBIT tax. The problem is that UBIT 37% tax gets triggered at a $15,000 threshold. If you have less than $1,000 in net income or no income, you don't have to pay UBIT and you don't have to file a 990T. If you have more than $1,000, you have to pay the tax. It may be less than 37%, but you'd have to pay tax and file the 990T. If you're a client of our financial, part of our compliance service, we will handle that for you. Both the SEP and the Solo K have really good asset and credit protection, but 401ks generally have better state credit protection outside of bankruptcy. So honestly, and you can see the chart if you're watching on YouTube, the Solo K literally wins almost every time. It's not really a contest. There's only two advantages of the SEP. One is you don't have to do the BO. I would say the big advantage is you don't have to do any administration on your own. If you have more than 250K in a Solo K, you have to file a 5500EZ. We do it for you. I should have put that on the chart as well. We do that for you. If you have a SEP, the IRA custodian, IRA Financial, will handle all your IRS reporting. Okay, so that's a little bit easier. Even though we do the 5500EZ for you, it's maybe even less of a hassle with the SEP. So that's fair. The second is if you're going to max out the SEP or the 401k, you make 400K and you're going to max out the Solo K or the SEP and you're under 15, you don't care about a catch up, you don't care about the loan, you don't care about the UBIT exemption, then the SEP will be fine for you. It will work for you. You don't need the Solo K if you don't want it. Okay. But if you want the UBIT exemption, you want the loan feature, you want to have a little bit of asset creditor protection, you want to have checkbook control without the LLC, and you want to be able to make higher contributions, whether you're under or over 50 years old, the solo K is going to win, and it's going to be the ultimate retirement plan. From an eligibility standpoint, anyone can set up a SEP so long as you have a business. For a solo K, you need to have a business that has no full-time employees other than the owners or their spouses. Okay. So if you have a business that has three owners and their spouses and no non-owner employees that work more than 1,000 hours or three consecutive years of 500 hours or more, you can do the solo K. If it's me and my wife who own the business, even if I own 100%, my wife's my employee, we can still set up a solo K because the spouse is not deemed an employee under ERISA. But if I own the business and my kid works 2,000 hours, I can't set up a solo K because I'm going to fail the ERISA test and I'm going to have to do a regular 401k or I can do a SEP. So it's solo K again is for businesses that have no non-owner employees that are not spouses that don't work more. As long as you don't have anyone that works more than 1,000 hours or three consecutive years of 500 hours or more, you're cool. Set up a SEP, a solo. A SEP, anyone can set up a SEP, any business. Just remember, profit sharings are across the board. One wrinkle I mentioned is the 3 of the 5 year rule, which is a cool little trick. Meaning if you set up a new business, you can set up a SEP for 3 years without giving benefits to your employees because they haven't worked with you for 3 of the 5 years. That means you can do a 20 or 25% profit sharing contribution without having to do any match to your employees because they haven't satisfied the 3 of the 5 year rule. That's probably the only nice kind of game you can play with the SEP in terms of not offering benefits. Otherwise, you know, you're going to have to offer that profit sharing across the board. In the solo K world, again, it's to be a business and you can't have any non-owner employees that are not spouses that work more than 1,000 hours or three consecutive years of 500 hours or more. If you satisfy those requirements, again, so long as you're not maxing out and are under 50, I would do the solo in a heartbeat. I always say I would put every single one of my clients in a solo K if I could. The issue is not everyone's self-employed, right? And the only other wrinkle is if you want to use Roth funds to invest and have a Roth IRA, as of 2024, or almost in March 2024, you cannot roll a Roth IRA into a 401k. So if you have $1 million in a Roth IRA and want to invest, setting up a solo K will not serve as a good investment vehicle because you can't get the Roth IRA into the 401k. You can use the solo K as a retirement vehicle to put away money, but you're also going to need to set up a self-directed IRA LLC or just a self-directed Roth IRA to invest those Roth IRA funds in alternative assets. You would not be able to do the solo K because you couldn't get the Roth funds into it. Otherwise, the solo K is going to win every time. It's not even really a contest. That's it. I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. I get this question a lot, so I wanted to do a podcast / video to really do a deep dive into the differences between a solo K and a SEP. They're both great plans. I just think based off the chart I made and the content of today's podcast, you should be thinking right now, hey, if I'm eligible, I'm going to set up the solo. It's just way more robust and offers me far more tax investment flexibility and options than a SEP does. If for some reason you don't want to do the solo or the solo doesn't work for you, listen, the SEP's a great plan. Any plan's good. If you just want to do an IRA or just put away $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, do an IRA, do a Roth, do a SEP, simple. I don't care. I think the solo is a better plan. Why? Because you can put away more money. There's a loan feature. You could do the mega backdoor. It's great for using leverage in a real estate deal without UBIT. All these checkbook control, all these great opportunities. But the key is this. You want to save every year. You want to be consistent. You want to put away something. And you want to just be patient and trust the process. And if you do those three things, mathematics, S&P 500 is guaranteed 10% on average over a 100-year period. So whether you're buying ETFs, real estate, cryptos, gold, you should get between 8 and 12% over the next 20 to 40 years. You're going to have so much wealth in your retirement account, you're not even going to know what to do with it. The key is, again, starting as young as possible, being consistent, trusting the process. If you're older and you've haven't done the three things I mentioned, the solo K or the SEP will let you catch up, right? Because you could put away a lot more money than a traditional Roth. So it's never too late. Don't ever say to yourself, oh man, I'm 45, I'm 55. It's over, Adam. I can't do it. No, I can show you based off the solo K, so long as you have income and you're willing to save, even by putting away 10, 15, 20K a year for the next 7, 10 years, you're going to, based off compounding returns, your money doubles every 8 years, assuming an 8% rate of return, should have 400 or 500K at retirement. And that's going to help you. It may not be 5 million, but it's better than zero. Okay. You should supplement your lifestyle and help you enjoy the rest of your life. Don't give up. Don't just say, I'm too old. It's over. Can't do it. No, the solo and SEP will help you make up for lost time. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. That's it for me. Please check me out next week. If you have a comment, question, leave it. Please, 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 if you can, good rating, comment, thumbs up, anything. The more feedback and comments I get, hopefully positive, the more this podcast will rank and the more people will get to listen to it or watch it on YouTube, which ultimately is why I do it. So thank you again. Have a great day. And I'll see everyone again next week. Ciao.